views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, we're once again going to be talking about using romantic relationships to enhance your spiritual growth. And in the past 2 weeks, I've shared some lessons that I've learned by reconnecting with a man that I first dated 9 years ago. And I've had so much learning from this situation that it's spilling over into a third show. So today I'm going to be sharing even more of my own spiritual learnings from this relationship and telling you how you can use your own relationships for similar growth in your life. And if you missed the last 2 weeks' shows where I've focused on the learnings from reconnecting with this man, you can listen to the archived versions at thelauralongleyshow.com. And the first two shows in this series aired on December 1st and December 8th, 2014. So just scroll down the list of archived shows and find those dates. And it's really easy if you want to get caught up on what else I've talked about related to this same topic. And over the past few months, I've done several other shows that are also about using dating and romantic relationships to enhance your spiritual growth and self-love with examples from other experiences that I've had. So if you missed any of them or you'd like to listen again, they can be found in the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com also. And here's a quick rundown of what I talked about in the shows that I've done on dating that are separate from this one with the current relationship. So a couple of months ago, I did a show where I shared how I was using my experiences with online dating, and especially the ones that might be thought of as unsuccessful, to increase my love for myself rather than what we might more commonly do, which is beat yourself up for failing. And even worse, sometimes when these things don't work out, we get this feeling that there's something wrong with us because of that failure. So if you're interested in listening to how you can find self-love through online dating relationships, that show aired on October 6th, 2014. And then about 6 weeks ago, I did a show where I shared what I'd learned about myself with a very brief dating relationship with someone I met online. And the biggest shift in this situation was realizing how I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop and how looking for what could go wrong actually created things going wrong. And if you'd like to listen to that show, that aired on October 27th, 2014. And you can find any of these shows in the archives by going to thelauralongleyshow.com. The topic of this week's light bulb moment is that we don't have to understand the other person's perspective in order to accept that it's true for them. And I've struggled throughout my life with feeling that I had to truly understand before I could believe what someone else tells me is their truth. And I've once again been shown that this is not only not true, but it actually creates pain for me to believe this. And so I'll be sharing that learning in the light bulb moment in a few minutes. But first, we're going to do our healing meditation, which we do every week. And this week, we're just going to do a general healing. And with this, what I'd like for you to do to participate is when we begin the meditation, just open your heart and send out healing and love to a situation that you would like to heal. And this can be a global situation. It can be something local that doesn't specifically involve you, or it can be something personal. It can be something going on in your own life or even internal for yourself. So just focus on that situation and open your heart, and we'll help heal the world. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Let's just take one more deep breath in and release that. And thank you for participating in that. And together we are healing the world. So I'm going to move to the light bulb moment. And as I said, the light bulb moment this week is going to be around the idea that I don't have to understand someone else's perspective. I don't have to understand the reasoning behind their choices in order to believe that it's true for them and in order to move forward. And this is, again, a situation that came up for me in relationship with this man that I recently reconnected, who I had dated many years ago. And so just a little recap on what our situation was and is for those of you who haven't been listening over the last several weeks. So I met this man through online dating 9 years ago. We had several rounds of just kind of casual dating over the course of about 4 years, kind of off and on, and never anything really committed or long-term. And then about 5 years ago, we had a break where we had not had any contact with each other since then. And recently, when I started online dating again, about a month ago, I thought, I wonder if he's online. And so I went and looked, and yes, he was. And we reconnected at that time. And we have been spending a little bit of time with each other, not a lot, but a little bit of time. And partly it's only a little bit of time because he's actually getting ready to move out of state in January. But we've been spending time understanding what happened for us in the past. And I've had so much learning, not just around our past interaction, but also with what's going on with us in the present. And these are the stories and learnings that I'm sharing on the show now. So you might remember in the light bulb moment 2 weeks ago that it was about the fact that we all make up stories about what happened, and it isn't reality. The stories we make up are based on our own understanding, our own issues, and our own perspective, and they may have nothing to do with what was reality for the other person. And the antidote to these stories that can really cause us a lot of pain, because we might make up that the other person did something deliberate to hurt us, the antidote to the stories is to ask for the other person's perspective so that you can let go of the story that you made up. Well, sometimes it's hard for me to let go of my story, and this might be true for you too, because I just don't get the other person's logic or perspective. And so, excuse me one moment, I need to cough. So part of my journey with this man right now, not even just right now, but also in the past, has been my struggle to understand his perspective. And in the past, we had a lot of difficulty communicating with each other. And I've filled in the blanks with the things that were the stories that I made up. And now that we've reconnected, we've worked really hard at trying to tell each other the truth about what was going on for us back then. And I still find myself not always getting his point of view or what his motivations were. And this is normal. This is how we human beings work. We each project onto others how we would do things, what would motivate or drive us, and what the choices that we make in our lives would mean to us. We project that onto other people, and it's just not true that many times, what other people choose, the reasoning behind it is not at all the reasoning behind why we would choose that same thing. So that's not a valid thing to do. If I'm trying to understand why someone's acting a certain way, my reasoning for why I would act that way may not have anything, and I would say probably will not have much of anything to do with why they're acting that way. But even though the projection onto others is not the truth, and it is another form of stories that we make up, when what the other person tells us doesn't jive with what would be true for us, it can be really difficult to believe and accept what they're saying. And I can't tell you how many times in my life I've driven myself crazy trying to understand and making up stories about the other person because I didn't understand. And it's exhausting and it's not at all useful because it isn't the truth. Now, in this current situation, this man and I are very, very different people, very, very different people. And we have very different ways of processing information and very different goals in our lives. And his reasons for his choices don't really resonate for me to a large degree because I'm not him, basically, and he's not me. And I still struggle with trying to understand what happened between us all those years ago. Well, what happened last week is that I asked him again about a specific situation that was, 8-9 years ago in an attempt to really finally understand what happened. And his response was that he couldn't really represent what was going on for him back then. And it was just a very painful and difficult time for him. And for some reason, this response finally got through to me. What I got was that I can't necessarily understand what is or what was true for him because I'm not him. And what this led me to is that it doesn't make his experience any less true or valid because I don't get it. It also led to I don't have to understand in order to let go of my story. And finally, I can choose to believe what he tells me, even though I don't understand it or even though it doesn't make sense to me. And for me, this particular light bulb moment has also carried forward into the current interaction with this man. He's making choices about the future that I don't understand. And frankly, I don't like them as they relate to me. And in last week's light bulb moment, I talked about that other people's choices are not about me. And even though I completely believe this, I was also caught up in believing that I needed to understand the reasoning behind his choices in order to believe it wasn't about me. But now I understand, now I get that even though the choices he's making are not choices I would make, and the reasoning behind them does not make sense to me, I can believe that it does make sense to him and that it's not about me. So that was kind of long and convoluted, but in some ways, this is kind of a follow-on to last week's light bulb moment about other people's choices are not about me. It's helped me from a place of being able to let go of needing to understand why it's not about me and just accept that it isn't about me. And, you know, I've had this struggle in other relationships in my life forever, really. And in particular, in my marriage. And it was always a bone of contention with my ex-husband that if I could not understand his perspective, I thought it was invalid. And shame on me for invalidating him, because that's just not true. Just because I can't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't make perfect sense to him. And I believe there are several reasons that has been difficult for me to let go of understanding, having to understand, and just believe the person. The first one is that I have a very logical mind, and throughout my life, I've trusted that. And if it doesn't make sense to me, how could it be true? I'm the center of the universe, right? It has to make sense to me. I'm also highly intuitive. And if something doesn't feel right to me, then how could it be true? Well, what I've come to understand is that my logic is based upon my own experiences and my own way of processing and making choices. And other people are different, and there is logic to what they do, even though it isn't my logic. The other piece is that my intuition is good about when things don't feel right, but my discomfort with not understanding someone's motivations is not about my intuition. It's about that it doesn't fit my logic. And if something doesn't make sense to me, it doesn't necessarily mean that something's wrong or off, although I should pay attention because maybe it does. But if I trust the other person to have my interests at heart, then I can believe them even though I don't understand why they're choosing what they choose. Now, I've run way over beyond where we would normally take a break. So before I generalize this light bulb moment for your use, we're going to go ahead and take a break first. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking more and more about learnings that I've gotten through this relationship where I've reconnected with a man I dated 9 years ago. And before the break, I was sharing the first part of the light bulb moment, which the focus of the light bulb moment is that I don't have to understand the other person's motivations around the choices that they make in order to accept that they're true and in order to be able to let go of my story about their motivations. And so I was sharing a situation with this man that I've reconnected with about how that's happened for me. And so now we're going to move into talking about for you, if you find that you have difficulty being able to accept what someone else is telling you about what's true for them, if it's hard for you to let go of your own story about a situation because you're having trouble believing what the other person is telling you or understanding it. For me, it was about I had to really understand how this could be so in order to believe it. Here's what you do. So first of all, think about a situation in your own life where you are remaining in conflict in some way. And that doesn't mean you're fighting with them, but you're having different perspectives, different understandings, disagreement with someone because you don't understand their perspective. And because you don't understand it, you don't believe it. And maybe it's a case of you don't get the reasoning behind the choices that they're making, and those choices are something that affect you. And you feel that you need to understand their reasoning in order to believe that what they're telling you is correct. So first of all, if you have something like that going on, ask yourself if this person has a reason to misrepresent their motivations and to misrepresent the reasoning behind their choices. And sometimes they will. I mean, if you really think about this, sometimes people will not be telling you the truth about why they chose something. And usually it's because they think they're going to get a bad reaction from you. So ask yourself if, okay, maybe they're not telling me the truth about this because they think I'm going to be upset about it. And if that is the case, then there's something else you need to deal with. It's not this situation, it's something else. But let's say that you ask yourself that and you go, no, there's no reason why they would make this up, no reason why they wouldn't tell me what the real reason was. Then really, you have no choice except to believe what they tell you, because why would they be telling you something that wasn't true? So even when it doesn't make sense to you, you have to believe that it is the truth. And then imagine that you choose to believe that what they're saying is true. And here's the second part, that it has nothing to do with you. How would letting go of the need to really get it help you move forward in the relationship? If you could let go of your need to understand the other person's motivations, how would that help you move forward in the relationship? And is it worth letting go of the idea that you need to understand? And you will find that if you're truthful with yourself, yeah, it is. So this has been huge for me. And of course, it's a practice that I can't, it's not like I flip a switch and do it immediately automatically. But for me, it has been really huge to really recognize that there are going to be people who are so different from me, I will never be able to truly get their rationale around things. And I just have to believe them. If I trust them, I just have to believe them. So that is the light bulb moment for this week. And it kind of has a follow-on piece of it that it's not going to be part of the light bulb moment, but it's related. And that is that needing to understand is really a form of control. And I realize that for me, needing to understand the other person's motivations is a way of trying to control the outcome in the future. So if I'm hurt by something that the other person has done, and I can understand what caused them to act that way, then I can prevent myself from being hurt in the future. Actually, that's not true, but that's why we feel like we have to understand why someone acted the way they did, is because we want to try and make it different in the future. And, you know, a different kind of example of this would be if I'm in a car accident at a certain intersection, then I might choose to avoid that intersection in the future so that I won't get in another car accident. And sometimes we can use this type of logic in relationships. For instance, you might notice if you have a pattern of choosing people that act a certain way that's destructive for you, and then avoid interacting with people that act that way in the future. But most of the time, if we think we can avoid pain by understanding the other person's motivations, then we're being codependent. And that's because we're trying to manage or manipulate the other person so that we will not feel pain. We think if we understand why they acted that way, then we can manipulate them to not act that way in the future and hurt us. But think about it. If you're struggling to understand why someone acts a certain way, isn't it so that you can get them to not act that way in the future? And I know that for me, that this is frequently true. This leads into an easier way of being. If we let go of that needing to understand, if we let go of trying to control by needing to understand, then it can lead into an easier way for us to be going forward. And that way of being is called accepting reality. Accepting reality is looking at what is true based on the actions, based on what actually happens, and not worrying about the motivations behind those actions. So if you look at a situation where someone has acted in a certain way that has hurt you, and you see them acting that way again, that's the reality of the situation, that they are acting that way. And why they're acting that way doesn't matter. What matters is the way that they are acting. And so we're going to talk in a little bit more about this accepting reality. But in terms of letting go of needing to understand because you're trying to control someone else, here's a way that you can apply it in your own life. Think about a particular situation where you are struggling to understand why someone is acting the way they are, that their actions don't make sense to you, what they tell you about why they're acting that way, if you've been able to talk to them, doesn't make sense to you. Ask yourself why it matters to you. Why is it that you're trying to understand why they're acting that way? And I'll bet that you'll see that it's so that you can find a way to change the way that they're acting. And that's the piece that's about control. So take a step back and go, it's not my job to control how this person acts. So therefore, I don't need to understand why they're acting that way. I just need to look at the reality. And that's what we're going to talk about after we take a break. And I know we're running a couple of breaks here together because I went long early on, but we are going to take another break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we are continuing to talk about spiritual growth and learning through relationships. And I'm sharing some of my own experiences with a particular relationship with a man that I met first 9 years ago and have recently reconnected with. And before the break, I was talking a bit about the fact that lots of times our need to understand the other person's motivations is really about us trying to control them, trying to change what they're doing so that it is more to our liking. And it can even be so that we don't, so that we think we won't get hurt by them again. And the reality is that we can't do that anyway. We can't prevent ourselves from being hurt. And by trying to control someone else's behaviors, that's really codependent behavior, and that's not the way that we want to be. And an easier way of being is accepting reality. And this is another lesson that I have learned over the last month around relationships and, you know, I guess I would call it personal and spiritual growth. And a couple weeks ago, I had an appointment with my acupuncturist, and I love her to death. And unfortunately for me, fortunately for her, she moved to Maui six months ago. And so I only get to see her very occasionally. So I saw her the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and she does, the work I do with her is spiritual work. It's not physical work. Specifically, it might have a physical manifestation in my body, but it's about the spiritual piece behind it. And I was telling her about what was happening with this relationship where I'd reconnected with this man. And she told me that I had a blind spot in terms of my interaction with him and what was going on with him. And she couldn't tell me exactly what it was, but that I did have a blind spot. And it was really interesting because I'd been having a lot of trouble with one of my eyes. And I knew that that really was about having a blind spot. And the week following, or the few days following when I saw her, I was really struggling emotionally, and I was telling myself lots of stories about this relationship and trying to understand this man's logic, hence the conversation we've had earlier about understanding, but really trying to understand his logic and motivations behind his choices. And they were choices that I didn't like. He was making choices that didn't fit what I wanted to be happening. And so I spent several days just thinking and thinking and thinking, and I had thoughts just chasing themselves around in my head. And it was really causing a lot of distress for me. And as I woke up one morning, I was thinking and thinking and thinking about it some more. And I suddenly realized what my blind spot had been with this particular situation with this man, both with our past relationship and with our current relationship. And what that is that the current situation that I was in with him was exactly the same as it had been 9 years earlier. Nothing had changed. The circumstances were different in many, many ways. So all the window dressing was different, but the underlying interaction, the underlying result for me was the same. And the other piece that I understood was that as much as I tried to understand why it was this way, why he was making the choices he was, it didn't change reality. The reality was that it still was the same kind of interaction at the core that we had had 9 years ago. And here was the observable reality. And by observable reality, I mean not making meaning of what's happening, but just looking at the actions themselves. The first one was that he made all the rules about how much time we spent together, and I had to either take it or leave it. There was no discussion. There was no middle ground. It was his way or the highway. And of course, it was not ever put in that bleak or blunt of terms, but that was really the reality of it. He decided how involved we might be in the future. And again, I had to take it or leave it. When there are two people, the person who is less involved controls it. And there was, again, no middle ground. Here's what he had decided he wanted for his future, and I could either fit into it or not. And third, there were also many other things / people that took priority over me, that I was pretty far down the list. And I didn't have any say in that. I couldn't make that be different. So with this realization about reality came another realization, and that was that I was choosing this situation. I was allowing it to be that way. Understanding why he was making the choices he did would not change reality at all. I was the only one who could change reality. And once I got this, then I could choose whether it was the reality I wanted or not. And the end result is it was not the reality that I wanted. Now, I want to add one little caveat in here about understanding the other person's motivations, because I've been talking a lot on this show about letting go of trying to understand. And I don't want you to get the idea that there's no value in understanding someone else's motivations, because in, I would say, most situations, there is value in that, because it can be really helpful if the two of you want to work together collaboratively in order to change the current reality. You do need to understand each other, or if you can't, if you're struggling to understand, you do have to have that piece of just accepting that what they say is true for them. But it can be very helpful to understand someone else's motivation. So I don't want you to think that it's not useful. I just want you to know that you can move forward without being able to do that. And if you're going to use the understanding to change the current reality, you have to first acknowledge and accept what the reality is. And that's where I was stumbling. I was not accepting what the reality is before you can make any change. And depending on how you would like to shift and make the current reality be different, the other person might be required to join you. You can't always do it by yourself, right? You can always make a change. You can shift what the current reality is by you doing something different, but you may not be able to make it be the outcome that you want it to be without the other person's participation. So just kind of a little recap here. Reality is about what's actually happening. It's not about the stories you're telling yourself about why what's happening is happening. And you have to be able to really see what reality is in order to be able to make it be something different. As long as you are pretending that it's different, then you won't be able to change it. So here is something for you to ask yourself. So if you're having trouble with being in reality, here's something to ask yourself. where in your life are you unhappy with a relationship? And this can be a romantic relationship or any kind of relationship, a friendship, a family relationship, a work relationship. And look at, have you been unwilling or unable to accept the reality of that situation? So for me, I had been unwilling, because I think I knew this at some level, I'd been unwilling to see that things really hadn't changed at all from where they had been 9 years ago. So can you take a step back from trying to understand it, trying to understand the other person, trying to understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, and just look at what is actually happening from an objective perspective? So looking at the actions, looking at observable behavior without assigning motivation to it. So can you do that? And if you can, it will bring you clarity about what's happening and whether that is what you want in your life. And from that place, then you can make choices that will shift to a reality that you like better. And I will say that for me, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in the next topic, but for me, I went, no, this isn't the reality that I want. And since I can't make it be the reality that I would like it to be, because that requires the other person's participation, then I had to choose to say that it wasn't working for me, that that wasn't what I wanted in my life. And so I'm going to move into talking about the next topic, and we'll just get a couple minutes in here before a break, and then I'll finish it up after the break. So what it led to for me was deciding that this was not working for me in the current incarnation of it. But what it made me really question was this aha that I had had about unconditional love. And so leading into that, once I understood the reality, then I remembered something else that my acupuncturist, Alicia, had said to me when I saw her 2 weeks out. And what she brought up was, I was telling her about all the learning I was having in this relationship. And, you know, one of my big ones about a different and new understanding of what unconditional love is and how it applied to this man that I had reconnected with. And if you missed it last week, I talked about this, about unconditional love. So you can go back and listen to the archive and understand a little bit more about what I'm talking about here. But so I'm telling her about this, and oh, here's what this wonderful understanding I've come to. And she challenged me with how my unconditional love for him was taking precedence over my self-love, taking precedence over love for myself. And I was willing to take in what she was saying. I listened, I heard her, I realized that I was feeling resistant to what she was saying and skeptical, and what the, you know, what I was telling myself about it was, well, isn't my unconditional love for others really about self-love? And the answer is yes, it is, but not in the way that I was applying it. And so, you know, I explained to her that I felt like this relationship was about my spiritual learning and growth. And she suggested that maybe I was done with what I was supposed to learn from this interaction, and that it would be kind to myself, that it would be loving to myself to end things. And again, I resisted. I'm telling myself all kinds of stories about why that's not what I should be doing. And we went on, you know, she did the acupuncture treatment, which, as I said, is always a spiritual kind of experience. And the treatment that she did was about what she called further knitting together my self-love, making it stronger, making it so I could hold my self-love stronger, and opening the channel between my head and my heart. And it took nearly a week after I saw her, and it was definitely a progression for me. It wasn't like I had an aha moment. It was a variety of things happening, but I finally understood what it was that she was saying to me about my unconditional love for this man taking precedence over my self-love. And I'm going to talk more about that after we take a break, but we are going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about spiritual growth through romantic relationships. And before the break, I started talking a bit about how do we balance unconditional love for other with self-love. And just to catch you up, I was referencing this relationship that I've had with this man I reconnected with from years and years ago, and how I came to understand the reality is that I wasn't getting what I needed, but I kind of had blinders on around that. And so my acupuncturist was instrumental in helping me look at that in a different way. And so when I finally got to that understanding of the self-love versus the unconditional love piece, and the reality with this man was that I wasn't getting what I needed and quit trying to change that, then I had to admit that my choice to continue in the current way that he and I were interacting was not a loving one for myself. It was not about self-love. And so here was the reality of my relationship with him. Number one, I have never had my emotional needs met by him, either in the past or currently. And there's no offer on the table of that changing in the future. It's me being in fantasy land if I think that that's going to be different. There's no reason to think that that's going to be different. And so I had to go, how was it loving to myself to continue to interact with someone who is so adamant about their own needs that they make no effort to meet my needs. And of course it isn't. And at that point, I really had to accept that continuing further with the relationship in its current configuration was not in my best interest. But it also led me to think about, you know, what about unconditional love for someone else versus self-love? And so let me first give you my definition of unconditional love, which is also in the show from last week. And that is fully accepting and supporting someone exactly as they are without trying to change them. And I do still love this man unconditionally. And the fact that he chose not to make choices that would meet my needs doesn't change that. I don't blame him for his choices. He's doing what he needs to do for himself. And that is what he needs to do for self-love. However, my acceptance and support of him do not need to show up as disregarding my own needs. And this can be true of how we choose to love anyone else. We can accept and support them in a way that does not put their needs before our own. And we have to practice unconditional love for ourselves first and foremost. So I have to accept and support myself in what I need without trying to change what I need. So accept and support myself without trying to change myself. And I do want to point out there's a difference between need and want. And I'm not going to talk a lot about that right now, but just keep that in mind because a lot of times people put forth what they want as their needs. In this case, self-love had to say that I could not be in relationship with this man in the way that he wanted me to be. Unconditional love for the other is not codependent. So how I was acting was a codependent way. The unconditional love part is not codependence. It's not about putting someone else before ourselves, and it's not about trying to get someone to change to meet our needs. It's simply about accepting and supporting them exactly as they are without wanting them to change or needing them to change. And you know, all relationships require compromise, but you do not want to compromise your basic needs. And in this case, it was so clear that his choices were solely based upon his own wishes and desires that there was no room for compromise. And it made my choice really a simple one once I accepted that reality. Once I accepted that he was going to continue to choose what he felt he needed without regard for how it impacted what I needed, then it was really an easy choice because if I love myself, I'm not going to stay in a situation where my needs are not important to the other person. So here's what you might want to ask yourself. Ask yourself where in your life you're putting someone else's needs ahead of your own. And again, this is needs versus wants. Our needs are much smaller than our wants, and it is sometimes difficult to make a distinction. But I would say that if you are constantly experiencing painful situations with someone, then probably your needs are not getting met. So ask yourself, is there a situation in your life where you are putting someone else's needs ahead of your own? That's codependent. Self-love always has to come first. We always have to have unconditional love for ourselves before we can practice unconditional love for someone else. So what choice in your situation can you make that would demonstrate unconditional love for yourself while still continuing to have unconditional love for the other person? And for me, what this meant was that I had to say, we have to interact in a different way. I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, cut you off without a word. I'm not saying I'm mad at you. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that my needs are not getting met in this situation, and therefore, I have to do something different. So look at that for yourself in situations in your own life. So to wrap things up, today what we've talked about is we've talked about that we don't have to understand why the other person does what they do in order to accept that it's the truth for them and let go of our own stories. And along with that, we've said that we don't need to try and control other people by understanding them. What is better is for us to accept the reality of someone's actions and not worry about so much what the motivation was behind them, unless we're trying to repair the relationship. And finally, that led into sometimes accepting reality is really looking at, am I being loving to myself by remaining in reality? And if the answer is no, then we need to make a change and do something different in that particular situation. So that's going to wrap it up for today's show. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.